good to see you. I say again this morning, I appreciate you coming this way today. Lincoln's down in his back, and he needs our prayers today. So you pray for him. Amen. All right, if you've got your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn with me to the book of St. Luke today, in chapter number 7. The book of St. Luke, chapter number 7. If you'd like to stand, able to this morning, we'll honor the reading of the Word of God. We'll begin reading down in verse number 11. The Bible says, "And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain." Day after what? Well, he just healed the centurion's servant up in the earlier part of this chapter right here. And Christ said, "I found not so great a faith, no, not in Israel." Faith will get the job done. Amen. We need to ask God to increase our faith. Hey, I need more faith, don't you? Amen. No matter what situation you're in, friend, this morning, faith will help you. And it'll help you touch God's heart. Listen to me. He went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now, when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, "Weep not." Can I tell you this morning, he's looking your way today with some compassion. Hey, I want compassion, don't you? I'm needy this morning. I tell you who I want compassion from. First of all, I want it from the Lord this morning, because there's nothing that he can't do today. And said, and he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a great came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. Can I say this morning, he's here today. He's visiting his people this morning. And I tell you this morning, he wants to do something for you today. If you'll just listen to him, and if you'll just ask him this morning, he can do wonders among his people. Let us pray this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord, for God, your presence this morning. Lord, God, we need you today. Lord, we need your touch and your feeling this morning. God, Lord, I ask you, God, to look beyond my faults and my failures this morning. I plead the blood today, God, upon the preaching of your word. Lord, we pray, God, your power, God, would go out this morning, would convict hearts today. God, Lord, that your will, God, would be done. God, through the preaching of the Word, God, that your name would be lifted high and holy, God, and you'd get glory and honor to your name, Lord, for it's all yours, Lord, and not ours. And we love you and ask your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated this morning. I don't want to be like a preacher this morning whose little girl came up to him and said, "Daddy," she was only 5 years old, said, "Daddy," said, "how come you always pray before you preach on Sunday morning?" He said, "Well, hon," said, "I want the Lord to help me to preach a good sermon." She thought for a minute and she said, "Well, why don't he ever hear you?" Amen. Now I know where my help comes from this morning. Amen. All right, I want you to look with me. In verse number 11, the Bible says right here that, speaking of Christ, said that he went into the city called Nain. But then in verse number 12, we see there that there was a dead man being carried out of the same city. Jesus was coming into the city. A dead man was going out of the city. And I want to preach this morning on this thought to you. Are you on the way in? Are you on the way out? Are you on the way in? Or are you on the way out? Now listen, Jesus is looking for some people that will get in behind Him and get to going forward to some places where He can do wonders among people. And He's looking for some disciples that's willing to follow Him. Hey, not ask you where you're going, Lord, but just get in there and follow Him and let Him lead you. Amen. And I tell you this morning, we're either on one way or the other, friend. We're either on the way in or we're on the way out. Even as Christians, I ain't just talking to lost people now, I'm talking to Christian people. You're either following Him or you're not following Him this morning. You might have done falling back like old Peter and got to following Him afar off. But I encourage you this morning, friend, to get in there behind Him and let's start going with Him. You're either following life this morning or you're following death. Amen. Now I want to remind you of something else this morning, friend. There'll be somebody following you. Right? We can influence somebody that's around us. Over in the book of Proverbs, the Bible says, there's a way which seemeth right under a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And there's a lot of folks this morning that's gone down to the lake, and maybe some men took their sons and daughters out there today to have a good time. They think they're doing what's right. Spend a little special time with the kids, friend. But I'm going to tell you something, they lead them in the way of death this morning if they hadn't got them in the house of God under the preaching of the Word of God. Oh, are you on the way in or are you on the way out? I want you to notice, first of all, this morning, there was a move of God in this passage of Scripture right here. He was on the way in, into the city called Nain right here. Notice, first of all, in this move of God, His disciples was following Him. Amen? Verse number 11, and it says that many of His disciples went with Him and much people. Now, I notice something that's kind of strange in that verse right here. It didn't say all of His disciples went with Him, just many of them. That's kind of like most churches that you go in today, ain't it? A lot of folks today profess to know Christ. A lot of folks stand up and say, well, I love the Lord. He saved me one day, but hey, when it comes right down to where the rubber meets the road of following Christ and being in the center of His will, friend, there ain't too many that's following Him. Amen. Listen, we are people that want the blessings of God, don't we? We want God's blessings upon us, upon our homes, upon our families, friend, but there ain't many of us that's willing to follow Him when He asks us to do something. Amen. There was disciples that was following Him, many of them, but not all of them. Can I ask you something this morning? Are you with Him today? Are you on the way in with Him, or are you on the way out with the dead folks? Something to think about. Many of His disciples were with Him. Now, in this disciples of following, they had to make a decision to follow, didn't they? Amen. You know, when Christ first called His disciples, He passed by old Peter over there and He said, follow Me and I'll make you to become fishers of men. And the Bible says it straightway that they left their nets and they began to follow Him. Amen? Can I tell you, He's passing by this morning. He's looking for some disciples in these last days, in these dark days. There's a great need for some people to follow Christ, to get in under His teaching, get behind His steps this morning. Let Him lead you, friend, in some paths to go where He can use you to reach somebody out here in this world that's lost, that's on their way to hell. Amen. Ain't you glad that one day that there was somebody that was willing to follow Christ, that maybe witnessed to you, that maybe prayed for you, but maybe preached to you or taught you in Sunday school, hey, that was willing to follow Him and make a difference in your life, in my life. There was a decision to follow. Many of them made the decision not to follow, but many of them made the decision to follow. And Christ was about to work something here in this passage of Scripture, a miracle for somebody. Can I tell you, if you're going to decide to follow Christ, you're going to have to be devoted. You're going to have to be dedicated. You're going to have to be faithful. And can I tell you something else too? There's going to be some difficulties. There's going to be some disappointments. There's going to be some devils that's going to try to knock you out of this thing. Amen? There's people that ought to be in the house of God this morning that has professed the name of Christ, that's saved, I believe, no doubt. But the devil's got in their life, and they've dropped out of the race this morning. They're not following Christ. They're not following life, but they're following death this morning, and they're leading somebody with them. We need to be leading people toward life, don't we? Well, listen to me. If you get in this kind of walk of difficulties, of doubts, and disappointments, friend. Well, listen to me, friend. Don't throw in the towel. It's no time to give up. We're soldiers. We're supposed to be fighting the devil, right? Amen. Listen to me. There's somebody. Somebody is watching your life today. Don't lead them into death. Lead them to life. It's up to you and it's up to me to be good disciples and followers of Christ. There was disciples in this move of God that was following Christ. They made a decision to follow Christ. But I noticed something else about a person that will genuinely follow Christ. He is a debtor that's following. A debtor. You ever feel like you're in debt to Christ? I do. I feel like that I'm in debt to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? I know where I was when he come and arrested my heart. I know the road that I was on when He came and convicted me of my sins. I know the road that I was on when He had compassion upon me and He reached way down to where I was when I couldn't reach up and He lifted me up out of the miry clay and He saved me and He set me on a solid rock. And I'm a debtor to the grace of God. For 41 years I've been a debtor and I'm as much in debt today as I've ever been. And I bless His name this morning for what He done for me. Let me tell you something. You'll never do anything for God. You'll never do anything for the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe, until you become a debtor to Him. Amen? Amen. We owe it all to Him. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. Why? Because He's done so much for me, and He's doing so much for me, and He's going to do so much for me. And I bless His name this morning. There was a move of God. Hey, let me tell you something, friend. Disciples are following. They made a decision to follow. And I really believe the reason they made that decision is because they realized how much in debt they was to Him who saved them from a devil's hell. Amen. Debtors make good disciples. If I was you this morning, I'd count my blessings up. You don't deserve nothing that God's ever done for you. And yet He showered His blessings upon you and His mercies around about you from day to day. And we're debtors to the good grace of God. Not only in this passage I see a move of God that was on the way in, but I see a man that was gone. He was on the way out. Verse number 12. It says, "Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out." I don't like dead folks. You? Honest. I'm kind of like this black guy. My brother and my daddy had a little body shop just right over this hill down here. And I was hanging out there every day, you know, be four or five hanging out there. Well, one of them went off and got killed in a car wreck. And it was the day of his funeral. And my brother comes in and asks this guy, I said, "John H., said, ain't you going to the funeral today?" He said, "Mm-mm." He said, "Why?" He said, "When somebody died, I'm through with them." Well, where was I at? I done got off telling tales here. Anyway, there was a dead man being carried out. And let me ask you something this morning. Could we look at you as a Christian that's alive and on fire for God and a bright and shining light, or are you dead today? I'm not talking about dead spiritually, but I'm talking about your effectiveness for Christ. Are you dead? Has your light gone out? Has the fire gone out of your life? Friend, listen, we need some folks that's on fire for God. We don't need people that's naming the name of Christ and a lost and dying world looking at them and thinking, well, you're just dead as I am. Amen? Listen, in this a man was gone. He was on the way out. Can I tell you, he was somebody's son. He was somebody that was special. He was dead and he died, friend. He was on his way out. And can I tell you something? Everybody is somebody special in the eyes of God. And that's the way it ought to be with everybody in the house today. Hey, just look around at the folks that's gathered in this house this morning. Can I tell you, you're special in the eyes of God this morning. You're special in my eyes this morning. Hey, listen, the sovereignty of God has brought you to this place this morning, and God has got a word for you. God wants to be your help this morning. You may be lost in a heartbeat out of hell this morning. God wants to save you today. God wants to help you this morning. Listen to me. This woman was on her way out with her son who was dead. The most special thing, you read this passage right here, he was the most special thing in her life. Her only son. She was a widow. Listen, we ought to have compassion. Amen? You may say this morning, well, I don't really have any big needs. Well, look about you. There's folks that do. You ought to have compassion this morning and ask God to reveal things to you today that you could help somebody with. Amen? Somebody's son was dead. Somebody special had died. But there's one thing that I noticed in this passage of Scripture this morning that I'd like to hammer home to you this morning. There was so much sadness in this boy's death. There was a following of people that was headed out carrying this boy in his casket. But there was sadness I see in his death. Why? Why do you say that, preacher? Listen, because it was only 22 miles to Capernaum. What am I saying? Jesus was at Capernaum. Jesus was working miracles in Capernaum. Jesus healed the centurion's servant over there that was at the point of death. I wonder this morning how many people we've let die that we could have been a help to if we'd have just got to Capernaum where Christ was. Just 22 miles. Listen, can I say, well, you didn't have no car. He didn't have any wheels to go on. 22 miles. Somebody would have probably had to walk all night to get to where Christ was. But it would have saved this boy's life if somebody had just got to where Jesus was. Hey, and it would have been a sacrifice, no doubt, for somebody to walk all night. Now, let me ask you something this morning. When's the last time you got a burden for somebody in the dead of night, friend, and you wanted to get to Jesus for them? It'll cost you something, friend. You may have to pray all night. You may have to stay on your knees till the light breaks through. But hey, somebody needs your prayers this morning. Somebody needs you this morning to touch heaven for them. Only 22 miles to Capernaum. I wonder how many times that we've been in church and maybe somebody has been upon your heart and maybe you're sitting out here somewhere in the audience, friend, and there's an altar up here that you could get them to the throne of grace, that you could have prayed for them, friend, but you had too much sorrowness in you to get up and walk just a few steps to this altar. You had no burden, you had no care, you had no compassion for them, friend. Shame on us. So only 22 miles to Capernaum where Christ was. Could have saved all this grief and all this heartache to this widow woman here. Maybe she wasn't able to walk it, but there was somebody there that could have got there. I wonder if you could be the difference in somebody's life this morning. You may hold the key to heaven or hell for somebody. Let me tell you something. Hey, prayer makes a difference. Your testimony makes a difference. Your walk with God makes a difference in somebody's life. 22 miles. Can I say this? That somebody should have seen. Somebody should have seen his disease. Somebody should have seen what was going on in his life, and somebody should have cared. Right? Boy, we live in such a busy day today. We ain't got time to pray. We ain't got time to read our Bibles. We ain't got a lot of folks ain't got time to even come to church anymore. Right? Boy, we're missing it. Our priorities are in the wrong place today. We need some people that'll be like our forefathers of old that'll get together and pray and pray and call people's name in prayer and have compassion, friend. Hey, listen, we need some folks today that'll follow Christ in life. Make a difference in somebody's life. Amen. I remember when I was a little boy, the old church I used to go to, I remember seeing the saints of old gather around the altar and pray. I remember hearing them call names. Listen, they didn't just whisper somebody's name. They called their name out aloud in prayer, friend. They wasn't ashamed, friend, of their God. Let me tell you, we need that kind of praying today back in our lives. Amen. Listen, not only was there a move of God and there was a man that was gone, there was a mother that was grieving. Listen, and the Bible says that she was on the way out. Can I tell you what her problem was? She'd given up. Can I tell you this morning, don't give up. Amen. You may have a son, you may have a daughter that's gone down the wrong paths. Seems like they're dead and you just sort of give up on them. Can I say this morning, don't give up. Don't give up. She done throwed her head down, was on the way out. Can I tell you something this morning? Your direction is going to affect somebody. The direction you're heading in your life is going to affect somebody. This Bible right here says that there was much people following her. If you're going to walk in deadness, if you're going to go in a path that's leading you out, somebody's going to follow you. Listen, mamas and daddies especially, the direction that you're heading in your life, you more than likely are going to take your sons and your daughters with you. Are you listening to me this morning? You can go down the pathway of darkness, friend. You can turn your back on God and the things of God, and it's not only going to affect you, it's going to affect somebody else that you really, really care for, that you really, really love. I tell you this morning, daddies and mamas, look around behind you this morning. There's somebody following you. You better purpose in your heart to follow God. You'll lead somebody you loved to a devil's hell. Amen? And your direction will affect others. And your deadness will affect others. Amen? And you can choose to be a dead Christian if you want to. And I choose life this morning. I don't want to be a dead Christian. Because somebody else is going to follow me. And all these little old kids that come up here this morning, they are looking for somebody to follow. Amen? And they don't like deadness either. And they're looking for life. And I want to show them that my Redeemer lives this morning. My God's not dead. My God's alive today. How about yours this morning? Amen. I want them to see that in me. Every chance I get, I want to lift my Lord high and holy and show them He's alive and He's done wonders in my life and He'll do wonders in their life. Listen to me. There was a move of God. He was on the way in. There was a man that was gone. He was on the way out. There was a mother that was grieving. There was a lot of folks following her. But lastly, I want you to notice this morning. There was mercy that was given. You see, she'd given up. But she met Christ. On the way out, can I tell you He's a God of second chances? Amen? Can I ask you again this morning, are you on the way in or are you on the way out? Notice that Jesus met him. Do you know it didn't take Him by surprise? He knows where we're at this morning. He came to where they were, and He met every need that they had that day. And they didn't even ask Him. Jesus looked upon this grieving mother, and the Bible says that He had compassion upon her. He's a God of compassion this morning. Hey, you may not even be asking Him for your needs this morning. You may not even be willing to admit your needs this morning, but He's still got compassion for you this morning, and He still wants to touch your deadness this morning, and He still wants to be your help today. Jesus met him, and Jesus had mercy, and Jesus had a miracle for him that day. Can I tell you, He's got a miracle for you this morning? He can move any mountain that's in your life. He can tackle any problem that you've got this morning. Let me tell you something, friend. If you're on the way out this morning, I challenge you today to look about you, friend. Jesus is walking by this morning, and He can touch you today, and He can help you this morning. In closing this morning, you'll see that He saw a broken heart, a broken home. He saw them headed out. And He wanted to do something for them. Amen. He saw, He spoke, He spoke. Notice what He said. In verse 14, He said, He came and touched the bier. They that bare Him stood still, and He said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Can I ask you this morning, is He saying anything to anybody this morning? This boy was dead, but he heard the voice of God that day. I wonder this morning, is He speaking to anybody this morning that's dead in sin and in trespasses? I wonder this morning, is He speaking to anybody today that's on the way out, maybe saved, friend, but just got to going in the wrong direction? Is He saying anything to anybody this morning? You know what? If you'll just stop and listen, He wants to touch you this morning. And He wants to bring life back to you. He wants to help you today. Stand with me around the house. Brother David, would y'all come with a song this morning?